Welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek, and it's great to be back here on Holy Spirit Radio. Come, Lord Jesus. That's the theme. We are now in the Advent season. This show is all about preparing to welcome the Lord. We're going to talk about the fact that Advent is the time of year to welcome the Lord Jesus into our lives. I realize that he was born 2,000 years ago, but one of the big mistakes that we make is we sometimes forget that there is a purpose to the Advent season. Advent is to prepare today, right now, to welcome the Lord. We're going to talk about that. I've got some great music I'll be sharing with you, some scripture, some meditations to get you started. We still have a few weeks to go in the Advent season to get you started to prepare to welcome the Lord so that on Christmas Day, you'll be closer to him than you are now. That's the purpose. That's the objective. And I really thank you for tuning into the program today. I'm very grateful to my friends at Holy Spirit Radio for allowing me to come back for another month. We do this program on the first Friday of every month at 11 a.m. And also, we re-air the program at 2 p.m. on the following Sunday. So you have two chances to hear the show. In addition, you can also go to holyspiritradio.org to listen to the podcast. So there are numerous ways you can listen to the program, but I'm just grateful that you are here today. How about if we get started with prayer? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for giving us another day. We're very grateful for your merciful love. We're grateful for the gift of your Son, Jesus. And as we prepare to welcome him during this Advent season, we ask you to help us. We ask you to help us to be able to look inside of ourselves and see those areas of clutter that need to be cleaned out. Help us to do the cleaning necessary to make some room for your Son, Jesus. We ask you to strengthen us as we continue to walk day by day on that road which will one day, with your help, lead to eternal life in heaven. But we realize, Father, that we can't do it alone. We realize that we need your help. And so we ask for your help. We ask you to be with us and to assist us and to send your Holy Spirit to let us know those areas that need to be changed in our lives. Thank you for giving us this season to be able to do so. Father, I ask you to use me this day to speak through me so that your message can be proclaimed. And of course, I ask you to open our minds and our hearts so that we can be receptive to your message. We ask for this in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Again, my name is Gary Zimek, and you are listening to Following the Truth right here on Holy Spirit Radio. I do want to let you know that I'll be having a busy December. I will be speaking in the Philadelphia area, as you may or may not know if this is your first time listening to the program. I'm a full-time Catholic evangelist, speaker, and author, and I happen to live right over the bridge in New Jersey. So I'm a local guy, grew up in Philadelphia. I still consider myself a Philadelphian at heart. I would love to speak at your parish, so if you'd be interested in inviting me to maybe speak, my main topic is how to overcome anxiety with the help of the Lord. And as we know, the Advent season brings on a lot of anxieties, right? We're so busy, we're rushing around, we're getting ready for Christmas, that we panic when we think about spending time preparing for the Lord because we don't have the time. How can we take time from our busy schedule to prepare to welcome the Lord? Well, that's the secret. I know it sounds strange, but that really is the secret to experiencing peace. We have to set that time aside. I would love to come to your parish and bring that message. You can find out more about my work and see the books that I've written, maybe see some of the sample talks that I have recorded. You'd find all that out at my website, which is followingthetruth.com. That's followingthetruth.com. You can also send me an email directly at gary@followingthetruth.com. Sound good? All right, I'm ready to get started here. We're going to play some music. We're going to start off with the song. It's called Come Thou Long Expected Jesus. This was on a Chris Tomlin CD. Now, Chris Tomlin's a contemporary Christian singer. This isn't actually him singing, but this is on his CD. It is a great song. This is a traditional song. It reminds us that we need to welcome the Lord during this Advent season. Now, Long Expected Jesus by Chris Tomlin. This is a reminder to you and to me, because I need to hear this too, that now is the time. Now is the time to get ready. That's what Advent is all about. It's a season of hope. It's a season of preparation. Jesus is coming. And, you know, one of the problems that, well, there's a few problems. One of the main problems that affects us during the Advent season is the fact that it is a busy time of year. We're running around. We're getting ready for Christmas. We're going to parties. We're listening to Christmas music, all of which isn't a bad thing, but it's necessary if we ever expect to have a close personal relationship with Jesus. It's necessary that we make the time to spend alone with him, some private time, some quiet time, some time of meditation. That's what Advent's about. And the danger is that we can run around so much that we don't spend the time for him. So let's talk a little bit about this. Let's talk, let me just take a look. I like to read scripture on this program whenever I can at the Mass readings. This was from Sunday's Mass. This was the reading, the gospel, for the first season of Advent, for the first Sunday of Advent. You never know that I talk for a living, would you? This is from the Gospel of St. Luke, but here I want you to understand these words because they're crucial. This is Luke chapter 21, beginning in verse 25. Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon and the stars, and on nations, on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand." Now, there's more to the passage, but I want to stop here and reflect on this. This is the reminder that our Savior one day is coming in glory. He came 2,000 years ago, born as an infant, walked the face of the earth, suffered, died, rose from the dead, ascended into heaven, and we know that he will come again. When he comes again, that is the end of the world. At that point, we have the final judgment. But here's the deal, and this is what we need to remember. We do not know when we will face the Lord and be judged, because at the end of our life, that's when we're judged. That may be relatively soon. And I'm not trying to scare anybody. Boy, you're expecting an uplifting show, right? Here I am talking about your final judgment. But the beautiful thing that we need to remember is the fact that we will stand before the Lord and be judged. If we are not ready, then we will not fare very well. Because if I'm not ready to be judged, chances are I'm not going to look inside of myself and take care of the problem areas that need to be taken care of. That's what the Advent season is all about. It's designed by the church to give us a sense of urgency, to remind us that this life will come to an end, and that the way to eternal life in heaven involves a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. That's what the Advent season gives us. It gives us that opportunity to grow closer to our Lord and to not make the mistake of just looking at Advent as a historical event. I mean, it's at the birth of our Lord as a historical event. We can easily look back and say, mistakenly, that Jesus was born 2,000 years ago. What's the big deal? Why do I need to prepare? And when we start to do that, we get ourselves in trouble, because we don't take advantage of this great season of hope and mercy. Now, remember, we're in the year of mercy now. The Lord is kind and merciful. The fact that he's given us another day reminds us that he's merciful. You are not in hell. Praise God for that. You're not even in purgatory. You are still on this earth, and you have a chance to grow closer to the Lord, and in doing so, to clean up your life, as do I. We have this chance to do this so that we can become closer to him, so that we can do what he wants us to do. Now, let's get back to the second part of this gospel, because this is the message that I really, that's an important message, but I want you to definitely listen to this one, because you can easily miss this message. Jesus said this, "Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness." All right, you might say, well, I don't do any carousing, I don't drink, but listen, it gets worse, because this is going to touch most of us. "And the anxieties of daily life." Well, wait a minute, Gary, come on. Now we're talking, right? "Beware that our hearts do not become drowsy from the anxieties of daily life." Uh-oh. "And that day catch you by surprise like a trap." And this is the critical thing for us to remember. As we run around, as we do our Christmas shopping, as we go on with our life, we're busy, we have things to do, there is a chance, not just during Advent, but throughout the year, that we can lose sight of the importance of a relationship with the Lord. Lose sight of the fact that this life is temporary. We weren't created to live here forever. Our lives will be over in a relatively short period of time. But the good news is, the Lord created us to live with him forever in heaven. But if we lose sight of that fact, if the anxieties of daily life get the best of us, then we're going to forget to keep our eye on Jesus. It's very hard to do. I get it. Believe me. I'm someone who has always struggled with anxiety. If you've ever heard me speak or if you've ever read one of my books, you know that I'm someone who has always struggled with anxiety. And it really is my nature to be a worrier. And I've learned that it is possible to keep your eye on Jesus. Let me finish this gospel. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. Be vigilant at all times and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent and to stand before the Son of Man. All it is a reminder for us to get busy, to make the time to get to know Jesus. He is going to give us the grace that we need to make it to heaven. We're so fortunate that we have the sacraments given to us by our Lord through the Catholic Church, which give us the grace that we need to get to heaven. The problem is we don't always cooperate with that grace. Well, that's our job. That's what we're going to do during the Advent season. One of the most incredible thoughts to get you started as you start to think about what is happening during Advent. When you think about what happened 2,000 years ago when Jesus Christ was born, this is a thought that is very, very powerful. The Lord God loves us so much that he wanted to become one of us. This is what happens at Christmas. The Lord Jesus came to earth, subjected himself to the trials and the tribulations of being human because he loves you. And through a relationship with him, you can not only experience peace in this life, but you can experience the eternal reward of heaven. Let's get started today. Let's prepare. Let's get excited because hope is dawning. We're going to go to a song by Aaron Keyes. Hope is dawning. Jesus becomes one of us. Let's listen.
Father, open up the skies and rain the heavens down on us. Open up our eyes to see your glory found all around. Jesus, open up our eyes to see your glory all around. We are longing, hope is dawning, heaven's falling, come Lord Jesus. Say, won't you come and have your way? We are longing.
And that was Hope is Dawning by Aaron Keyes. We're here talking about Advent. My name is Gary Zimek, and you're listening to Following the Truth. We do this program on the first Friday of each month on Holy Spirit Radio. Now, I want to let you know, if you enjoy the program, my friends at Holy Spirit Radio would love to hear from you. So why don't you think about sending them an email at 1570 AM at holyspiritradio.org. 1570 AM at holyspiritradio.org, or give them a call at 215-345-1570. That's 215-345-1570. Let them know what you like about the program, and listen, let them know what you don't like about the program. I'm kind of scared to say that, but I want this to be your program, and I want this program to help you to grow closer to Christ. That's the purpose of why I do what I do. I've been involved in full-time ministry for 4 years now, praise the Lord. And my goal in life is to bring souls closer to Christ, because we all need Him. We need Him in our lives. It's an absolute pleasure to have you with me on the program. And as I said at the start of the program, this is all about Advent. This is the Advent program. We're getting ready to welcome the Lord. Let's talk a little bit about this. St. Bernard of Clairvaux has a very interesting way of looking at the Advent season. And I really want to talk about this, because I think this is a point that gets missed by many of us. St. Bernard stated that there were three comings of Christ. Now, most of us will say, wait a minute, I know the first coming of Christ, when He came as an infant 2,000 years ago, He was born. And I know what I thought was the second coming of Christ, when He will come again in glory. In fact, we talked about that at the start of the program. That was the gospel, that the Lord will come again one day. What is this third coming of Christ? And when did this happen? How did I miss out on this? Well, here's what the third coming of Christ is all about. The third coming of Christ, according to St. Bernard of Clairvaux, is that the third coming of Christ happens right now. It's the coming of Christ into your life, more deeply into your heart. That's what Advent is designed to do. Advent is designed to help you to welcome Christ more deeply into your life. Because if you look at it as a historical event, if you look at the birth of the Lord as a historical event, there's a good chance your Christmas list is going to get the best of you, right? If you've got shopping to do, or if you have the choice to shop, or if you have the choice to prepare for something that happened 2,000 years ago, guess what you're going to choose? You're going to choose what's immediate, and you'll have a sense of urgency to get that shopping done. But if you think about the fact that this third coming of Christ, it's a spiritual coming of the Lord into your heart right now, if you start to think about that, you'll realize that there's an important reason for the Advent season. It's to prepare to welcome the Lord. You will not have any room for Christ in your life if you've got a lot of clutter inside of you. We need to clean out some of the clutter. That's what Advent is all about. And I do want to share, I love this book. I'm a collector of old books. I like to dig out some old books from time to time. This is an out-of-print book. I do a nightly podcast. It's called The Gary Zimak Show, and a very appropriate title, wouldn't you think? I do that, and you can find out more information on my website, followingthetruth.com. But I do an annual Advent retreat, and I also do an annual Lenten retreat. And on these retreats, I like to pull out some of these old books to read some material that will help you. And this is one that I really love. It's called Meditations from Advent to Lent. It was written in the mid-60s. It's out of print. It's written by Lowry Daly, Father Lowry Daly, and Sister Mary Daly. He's a Jesuit priest. She's a Sister of Mercy. I'm assuming they're brother and sister, but I don't know. I've never been able to come up with any other information about these folks. But they have some brief meditations. I just want to share a couple of them with you. I'm going to use them on my nightly podcast. And I thought, well, why not use them here? Because this will help get us in the mood for Advent and the preparation that's involved. Here's a little meditation from the book. The word Advent means a coming. Now, though I might wish that I had lived at the time of Christ's first coming, I am inevitably bound to the present. Still, though I cannot be actually present at the first coming of Christ, the Church encourages me through a period of some 4 weeks to think about and to long for the coming of Christ to me now. And this is what I talked about, that third coming of Christ. And we long. Can you imagine what it would be like to have a wonderful relationship with Jesus Christ? And even if you have one, can you imagine what it would be like to have an even better one? Well, that's what we're trying to do during the Advent season. And the closer we get to Christ, what happens? All of the worries and the stress and the aggravation that completely drives us crazy, it begins to fade. Not all at once, but gradually. This is the beauty of having a relationship with Christ. Back to the book. He came into the world to lead it back to his Father. During these weeks, I beg our Lord to come into my heart, to lead me back to him again. That is the meaning of the Advent Masses, filled as they are with cries of longing and expectation. Now, this is what I'd like to pose to you right now. It's going to be a bit of a challenging question. Do you long for a closer relationship with Jesus? To be honest, you may say, no, Gary, I don't. I'm good. If you don't, what I would ask you to do is offer a quick prayer and say, Lord, please increase my desire to grow closer to you. As Christians, we should always want to grow closer to the Lord, but sometimes other things get in the way. Sometimes other things get in the way and we lose that desire. We lose sight of that important desire to love the Lord and to grow closer to him. As we look toward Christmas, now the beautiful thing about Christmas and Advent, this whole thing, is we have an end point now. We have this season every year that leads us to this end point, the birth of the Lord. That's the point that we should keep our eyes on right now. Because as humans, we need this. We need this starting point and we need an end point. Advent gives us the beginning. Advent gives us the beginning of this four-week period to get ready. To get ready to welcome the Lord more deeply into our lives. We want to make sure by the time we get to Christmas Day that we're closer to him than we are now. Don't worry about how much closer. You just want to get closer. And if you do something every day, if you read the daily Mass readings, if you pray, if you can get to daily Mass, if you can spend time in Eucharistic adoration, if you can make it a point to go back to confession, even if it's been a while, if you do any of those things over the course of these next few weeks, guess what? You will be closer to Jesus. Don't be too hard on yourself and say, I should have been closer. I should have worked harder. Because the evil one's going to try to convince you that you're not doing a good enough job. Our Lord wants you to try your best to get closer to him. Here's what we need to think about. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. John 1:14. Jesus Christ loves you so much that he wants to be right here with you. He wants to be one of us. Let's go to a song. This song is called Hope. No, we just played that. God Has Come to Earth. I have to learn to read my notes. God Has Come to Earth by Aaron Schust. That's what we're getting ready to do. We're ready to welcome the Lord as one of us.
All praise to you, eternal Lord. Clothed in a garb of flesh and blood, you chose a manger for your throne, while worlds on worlds are yours alone. Once did the skies before you bow, a virgin's arms cradle you now. And angels who in you rejoice, now listen for your infant voice. They sing glory in the highest, for there's no other name by which we can be saved. Oh, that we may rise to heaven from earth, singing glory in the highest, for there's no other name by which we can be saved. Glory in the highest, and heaven and earth forever will proclaim that God has come to
Pretty amazing thought, isn't it?
God has come to earth.
God has come to earth. You are listening to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek. That was Aaron Schust with God Has Come to Earth. This month on the program, we're focusing on Advent, preparing to welcome the Lord. He's coming into our lives. He wants to come more deeply into each one of our lives. Great pleasure to be with you here once again on Holy Spirit Radio. We are looking at some of the ways that we can get prepared for the Lord. You know, one of the problems is we prepare for Christmas, right? We prepare for Christmas, but we don't really necessarily prepare to welcome the Lord. There is a difference there. Christmas is a great thing. It's all about love. It's all about sharing the message of Jesus Christ by loving one another, by giving gifts, all good stuff. But we can't forget that the main purpose of Christmas should be to focus on our relationship with Christ. How are you doing? How is He doing in my life? Am I friends with Him? Do I walk with Him daily? Because that is the secret to overcoming anxiety. The secret is to keep your eye on Jesus. We're reading from a book, Meditations from Advent to Lent. And before the song, I started talking about some of these ideas of let's get ready to welcome Jesus into our lives more deeply. Now, let me continue on with this thought. This is what the season of Advent should recall to me, a time for even deeper spiritual appreciation of my aim in life, which is spiritual perfection. And boy, how many times do we really think about my aim in life should be spiritual perfection? We very rarely think about that, right? But if we want to do God's will, if we truly want to walk with Him every day, we should be concerned with spiritual perfection. And the book says, how many seasons of Advent have I celebrated in the church? How much real profit have I drawn from them? How much greater has been my love of God as a result of them? Now, if you're being honest with yourself, you probably, like me, will have to admit there have been many Advents that you didn't get the most out of, that you were busy doing other things. Well, let's make this different. We can't control the past, the future. We can't do anything about the future right at this moment in time. What do we have? We have the present moment. Let's hear what the book says about this. No matter what the past, now is the hour for us to rise from sleep. This Advent should be a time when I really reform my life in preparation for His coming, making my Advent preparation in constant imitation of Christ, thus showing my love in deeds and not merely in words. And this imitation I must show in my ordinary life, my dealings with others, my conversations with people, my conversations with my coworkers, my superiors, my daily round of prayer and duties. This is, I think, the most difficult aspect of Christianity, being nice to one another, especially during the Christmas shopping season when we're looking for a parking spot. You know what that's like? Everybody's frantic. Everybody's panicked. People are cutting us off, right? And then we react in kind, and we're stressed to the max. But what I should be concentrating on, now remember, this is an ideal. This isn't, you're not going to achieve this perfection overnight. What we should concentrate on, what we should achieve, what we should aspire toward is to love everyone as Jesus loves us. Now that's challenging, isn't it? We couldn't do this without help. But fortunately, as we heard in the last song, God has come to earth. He knew that we couldn't do this by ourselves. So therefore, He came to earth to suffer, to die, to rise from the dead, to found a church, and through that church, He gives us the grace that we need to not only be able to live with Him one day forever in heaven, but to do something which to many of us is even more difficult, to be nice to people, especially when they're not nice to us. But, you know, I have no problem being nice to people who are nice to me, but it gets a little trickier when they're not that nice, when they're not lovable, loving the unlovable. But with the Lord, that is possible. Now, again, don't try to do it by yourself, but try to ask the Lord. Get in the habit of asking the Lord to help you. And as the author of this book stated, don't worry about the past. I don't care how many Advents you wasted. Now is what counts, the present moment. The book continues, now, nor should my past infidelities discourage me, for I must always remember and impress upon my mind as a first principle that discouragement never comes from Christ our Lord. Did you hear that? Remember that. Discouragement doesn't come from the Lord. Rather, these past failures should underline my conviction that of myself, I have not much to offer in the past or in the future. But this only increases my trust in Him. How do you like that? I don't have much to offer. But like St. Paul, I can say, when I am weak, then I am strong. When I'm weak, that's when I know just how much I need the Lord. Amen? So if you're weak, praise God. He wants you to depend on Him. And this is the time, these few weeks, and they're going to go by fast. You wait. I mean, we're early in the Advent season right now. It's only December the 4th, but it's going to go by very fast. So try to spend some time, force yourself to spend some time each day with the Lord. Read the daily Mass readings. It's a great way to start reading the Bible. You can get a missal, you can get the Word Among Us, the Magnificat, or some magazine that has the daily Mass readings. You can find them online. The United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, usccb.org, they have them right on their website. You can get the daily Mass readings. The Advent daily Mass readings are beautiful. They help us to really get in the Spirit. The Church guides us through the pages of Sacred Scripture and gives us special readings every day. I read them on my nightly podcast, so if you want to jump over to followingthetruth.com. You can download my nightly podcast, 30 minutes each night, and get prepared. You can participate in the Advent retreat with me. I would love to have you join me. 30 minutes each night is all it would take. And if you just start letting the Lord speak to you through the pages of sacred scripture, you're going to see a big difference in your life. Now, I have a question for you. Do you have room for the Lord in your life? Do you have room for him? Can you find the time to fit him into your schedule? Or are you too busy? A lot of us are a little too busy. Now's the time to ask yourself, do I have room for the Lord? Here's a song by Shauna Edwards. Do you have room? And I ask you that question today. Do you have room for the Lord? Can you make room for him? We'll be back on the other side.
They journeyed far, a weary pair. They sought for shelter from the cold night air. Some place where she could lay her head, where she could give her babe a quiet bed. Was there no room, no corner there, in all the town a spot someone could spare? Was there no soul come to their aid? A stable bare was where the family stayed. Do you have room for a Savior, and do you seek
have room in your life for Jesus. That's what we're talking about today on this Advent edition of Following the Truth. That was Shauna Edwards with the song, Do You Have Room? My name is Gary Zimak, and I always have room for you on this program. Thank you so much for tuning in. It's great to be here with you once a month on Holy Spirit Radio. We're focusing on Advent, getting ready to welcome the Lord into our lives. Now, do you have room to welcome him? Can you make room? I think we can find the room, but are we willing to spend the time necessary? Jesus loves us, and he wants to be part of our lives. He wants to be an intimate part of our lives. He doesn't want you to go through life struggling all by yourself. But unfortunately, we do that. We spend time worrying. We think that situations are hopeless. We look at the problems in our lives. We look more at the problem than we do at the Lord. The Lord can do all things. The Lord created the entire universe out of nothing. Therefore, do you think that maybe he can help me find a job? Do you think he can help me with my financial issues? Do you think he can help me with these day-to-day distractions and difficulties that pop up out of nowhere? You better believe he can. But you're not going to feel it. You're not going to have faith that he can unless you spend time focusing on the fact that he is almighty, that he loves you, that he's all-merciful. Because he wants to do what's best for you. And that's one of the beautiful things about the Lord, that he loves you so much that he was willing to endure becoming human for you. He was willing to endure suffering on the cross for you because he loves you and he wants you to be with him forever in heaven. But what happens, and believe me, I'm guilty of this too. What happens is that we spend so much time looking at the problems in our lives and focusing on this life, which is temporary, we lose sight of the big picture. And what's the big picture? That we were created to live forever in heaven. Now, I don't care how many years you have left in this life. It's a short period of time when you compare it to eternity. Eternity lasts forever. So certainly we're going to want to do what we can. We want to do the best job possible to prepare for eternity, which leads us back to that preparation, season of preparation, Advent, a season of hope. We look forward to a deeper relationship with our Lord Jesus. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing during this Advent season. And believe me, it is possible. So together, why don't we try to do that? Why don't we pray for one another? I'll pray for you, and I would ask you to pray for me, because I want to get closer to the Lord too. And I'm subject to the same problems that you are. We might have different types of problems, but we all got them. We've all got those frustrations. Driving over to the studio today, I was late. I had an unexpected issue that came up when I was at home. I hit several patches of construction. You know, those frustrating things that we all deal with, and yet sadly, what do? We let them deprive us of the joy that God wants us to have. But we are all redeemed. That's done. Jesus redeemed us. Now, can we still mess up and end up not going to heaven? Yeah, we can do that even though we're redeemed. Yep, we certainly can. But all we have to do, if we want to get to heaven, is to stay with the Lord and to cooperate with the grace that he gives us. He's not going to ask us to do anything that's beyond our ability. He's just going to ask us to do what we can and to turn to him, to ask for help, and to use that grace that he gives us, the grace to be good. The gift of hope is another wonderful gift that we get. The gift of hope enables us to look toward heaven and say, I don't know how I can get there, but I know that with the Lord's help, I can make it to heaven. And all my earthly problems, they're going to work out somehow. Maybe not to my liking, but if in the end I end up getting to heaven, isn't that what it's all about? Right? If you have any questions, if I can do anything to help you, please contact me at Gary@followingthetruth.com. That's my email address. If you'd like to find out more about the work that I do, maybe invite me to speak at your parish, which I would love to do. You can visit my website, followingthetruth.com. If you have a comment about this radio program, you want to let the folks at Holy Spirit Radio know, 1570 AM at holyspiritradio.org is their email address, and their phone number is 215-345-1570. How about if we go to one more song now? This is one that, when it comes to Advent, this is the one that most of us think of. This is the BYU Vocal Point. It's an a cappella rendition of O Come, O Come, Emmanuel.
O come, O come, Emmanuel. ransom captive Israel that mourns in lowly exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou King of David, come. And open wide our heavenly home. Make safe the way that leads to thee, and close the path to misery. Oh, oh, oh. Rejoice, 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 Emmanuel. Shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou Rod of Jesse, stand. Oh, from every foe, deliver them that trust thy mighty power to save.
Come, O come, Emmanuel. Pretty exciting, isn't it? The Lord is coming. The Lord wants to be a closer and more intimate part of your life. Now, here's what you need to remember. He's there. He's doing his job. The only thing stopping the Lord from getting more involved in your life is guess who? That's right. It's you and me. And sometimes we do that. Sometimes we forget just how badly the Lord wants to help us. Now, here's something to get excited about. If you start inviting him into your life, if you say, Lord, please, I want to get closer to you. I want to do what it takes, Lord, this Advent season to become closer to you. I want to walk daily with you. I'm tired, Lord. I'm tired of waking up each day stressed out. I'm tired of being worried constantly. I'm tired of looking around me and waiting for bad things to happen. I don't want to live like that anymore. Well, here's the good news. The Lord doesn't want you to live like that either. The Lord wants to be a part of your life. And if you start each day turning to him, when you wake up in the morning, speak to him. And throughout the day, ask him to help you. Just converse with him about the daily routine that you go through. As you start to do that, you will feel closer to him. You will get to know him better, because I can guarantee you that he's going to do his part. When I go out and speak to people who are anxious and worried, I tell them the same thing. And I believe this in my heart, and I've gotten numerous emails to confirm this. I don't know you. I don't know how bad of a worrier you are. I don't know how stressed out you can become. I don't know how weak you are, but I do know this. I know Jesus, and he is trustworthy. He's going to come through. So if you and Jesus start talking, it doesn't matter how weak you are. He's going to help you, and you are going to feel more peace in your life. So let's do that this Advent. Let's make it a point to do the work, to do what we can to become closer to Jesus Christ. And you're going to see great results. And remember, when Christmas rolls around, don't beat yourself up because you don't think you're as close to Jesus as you should be. This is a relationship. But what you need to do is your work. You need to work at it every day. You need to pray. You need to read your scripture. If you can get to Mass, please do it during the week in addition to your Sunday obligation. If you start to do that, you will see a difference in your life. And if you do that next Advent, you're going to get even closer to the Lord and the following Advent. You see how this works? We don't want to backslide throughout the year. We want to continue this relationship with the Lord. If we get closer to Him this year, we want to maintain it throughout the year. Keep talking to Him, and then that will all work out. And then next year during the Advent season, you can become even closer to Him. Well, remember, I'll be praying for you. If there's anything that I can do for you, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. If you want to send some prayers my way, I would really appreciate that. Now, we are not going to be doing a show in January this month. It's a little too crazy. Typically, the show would have aired on January 1st, which is a crazy time. So therefore, we're not going to do a Christmas program. We'll be back in February. What I want to do now is wish you and your families a very holy and a blessed Christmas. And I'm going to pray for you that the Lord will become a bigger part of your life. Let's get excited because He is coming. Let's get ready. Let's do what we can this Advent season. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope to talk to you again in February. Until we meet again, may God bless you and keep you. Take care.